For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In their final debate, Republican Governor Henry McMaster and Democratic State Representative James Smith debated a lot about business on Thursday evening, from how they run their own personal businesses to how their policies could impact both large and small businesses in the state. Here's Governor McMaster on the pending Scana-Dominion merger and his stance on the sale of Santee Cooper.
Any deal that is done, to the extent that I have authority over it concerning Scana and SCNG, will require that those customers do not pay another penny and they get all of their money back. On Santee Cooper, I've been the one that has, I've removed management, or forced the removal of management. I called for the consideration of the sale of Santee Cooper. Finally, the legislature is doing that. Selling it seems like a good idea.
And here's Representative Smith.
What I've seen of every offer to purchase Santee Cooper are offers that are in the best interest of the business offering to purchase it, not the people of South Carolina. I know that it can be far more efficient, and we can leverage that resource to begin to explore more renewable energy options and bring utility rates down. The Dominion deal is not in the best interest of the people of South Carolina. The first version of it wasn't. I think the law is unconstitutional. I support the efforts that are being made right now to challenge that law. And I think the ability for Dominion to move forward on that purchase will be ended, and we can begin moving to more competitive rates for the people of South Carolina.
They also debated on President Trump's tariffs and South Carolina's automotive industry. Representative Smith.
Those job-killing tariffs are hurting our state. Matter of fact, South Carolina is one of the third worst harmed states when it comes to these tariffs. BMW alone will lose over $350 million this year and over $550 million each year to come.
Governor McMaster.
I support what President Trump is doing, and things are changing, and we need to get stronger. But I have told them, I've told everyone in the administration, we've had multiple conversations about this tariffs. I've told them we do not want to have any tariffs that will hurt the people of South Carolina.
Thursday's debate also gave the candidates another opportunity to show voters how they differ on other issues that continually appear in local and national news, including legalizing medical marijuana. Here's Governor McMaster.
It is the consistent opinion of law enforcement that there is would be a detriment to society, to law enforcement, to open the door to that.
And here's Representative Smith.
I know, in talking to many of my fellow veterans, the impact that medical cannabis can have on their ability to get back to work and return to their homes. I'm a co-sponsor of the Compassionate Care Act, and there are several folks within law enforcement that share my belief in this.
On immigration, Governor McMaster shared his concern that too many non-resident students attend state colleges and universities for a good education and then leave after graduating. Representative Smith said the politics of division has played to people's fears and it does a disservice to the state, as he mentioned its DACA recipients. Other issues debated included focusing on rehabilitating prisoners versus improving security at prisons and how the state could use its windfall earnings if the recent Mega Millions jackpot winner opt for the lump sum option. Midterm elections are Tuesday, November 6. South Carolina is one of 36 states holding a governor's race. If Henry McMaster maintains the governor's mansion, it will be his first full four-year term. If James Smith wins, he will be the state's first Democratic governor in two decades. And regardless of who wins the governor's race, the November 6 election will produce South Carolina's second only female lieutenant governor in history. The first was Nancy Stephenson in 1979. Lieutenant governor candidates Republican Pamela Evett and Democrat Mandy Powers Norell meet for their only debate on Monday, October 29th, on South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Felicia Eady.